Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. We're seated here at booth number 46 at Petarino's. This is where Steve Dale will be doing a podcast. Well, there's Steve over there. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
Okay. As I dive into the peppermint ice cream, which, by the way, will change your life. The peppermint ice cream at Petarino's, I am telling you, you will be a different man after you have had that peppermint ice cream.
Now, listen, you are doing a podcast from booth 46, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know what that reminded me of? I bet you know. Irv Kupcinet.
Yeah, well, right. Yes.
From the booth one from the pump room. But he wasn't doing a podcast, but you know. That's where that's where all the cool people sat. Right?
Totally correct.
Yeah.
And when Petarino's said, I'm talking just to the manager of Petarino's and we're just chit-chatting back and forth. I wish we could elevate the restaurant, do this and this and this. And I said, or she said, how about a podcast? But what I thought about was this.
Okay.
I thought about exactly, do you remember back in the day from the pump room, booth number one at the pump room, and Cup would have a variety of guests on, and sometimes those guests would be like
big time.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like Frank Sinatra would come in.
Yes. Yeah.
And at the same time, maybe, I don't know, maybe a designer would come in to talk about clothing, you know?
I mean,
one thing seemingly had nothing, a book off. Truman Capote would come on with Sinatra or something.
It was the lively art of conversation,
exactly,
I believe.
Exactly. Exactly. And then more recently, I was actually there. So when Wally Phillips semi-retired at WGN, he took a page out of that same book, and he did his show live on Sunday afternoon or late Sunday morning from various restaurants. I remember Ditka's was one of them.
Oh, boy,
Arnie Morton's was another.
Oh, yes.
And I was among those guests that was on, and I because he used the same people over and over, Wally did at that time. And I thought, my gosh, I can do this. And it exactly does what I want to do and what Petarino's wants to do. And what we both want to do is sort of have fun with Chicago. And we want to illustrate the vibrancy of Chicago, in particular the Chicago Loop. So we're celebrating theater downtown. We're celebrating other events that are happening in the Loop. You know, people talk about, well, nobody goes down to the Loop anymore. Well, if that were totally the case, Broadway in Chicago wouldn't be having maybe their best year ever. If that were totally the case, you would be able to make a reservation at restaurants like Petarino's that are very crowded. However, the other thing is that we're doing this for the local community too. The great thing when I the not so great thing when I go to, say, Houston, I'm about to pick on Houston, and I'm in the downtown area, is you never see dogs. In fact, you never see anybody out after 6 o'clock at night. And many downtowns are like that. Chicago is also residential downtown. People are walking their dogs, and people are out and about shopping and doing their things because it's also a residential neighborhood. And I want to capture all of that that seems to have been lost and captured in a way that is very 2025, although you're right. I absolutely, absolutely thought the same thing. Join us for the lively art of conversation.
Yes, that's right.
Jack Brickhouse is here. And Jack would say, okay, Cup. And you'd hear them talk about football in a way that didn't make any sense, probably, to a real football fan, but nobody really cared.
So where have you recorded one of these podcasts yet?
you get two for the price of one. We've done two so far. So
and where do you,
the first one was with Mr. Al Friedman, and you're saying who? He is. If you walk anywhere in Chicago in River West, you will River North. I'm sorry, did I say River West? I don't think there is a River West. In River North, if you walk anywhere, you will see on building after building after building after building at Friedman Properties. He is one of those folks behind the curtain, no matter who the mayor has been. It doesn't matter. The politics don't really matter. He has been a builder in Chicago who's renovated countless classic buildings in our city. The other guest for the same first podcast was a guy by the name of Lou Raisin, who is the CEO of Broadway in Chicago. And what he's planning to do in Chicago, I think, is really going to happen. And we were among the first to talk about what will be called the Cultural Stadium, downtown Chicago. So imagine you're walking down the street, maybe State Street, that great street, and you turn a corner, and then you are attacked by poetry. It'll be Poetry Way. And then you're going the other way of Black and Dry.
I got it. I know where Poetry Way would be. Yep. I think I know.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's cool. And then the other, another idea is to, it's in Las Vegas, they have this where they have these images that it's almost like a movie that you're watching that's projected against a building.
Yeah.
And he wants to do that against the Civic Opera House building on the side facing the Chicago River.
Makes sense.
The river. Yeah. Yeah. I love these ideas. He also wants to create, I'm not sure you're ready for this one, a giant, monstrous, huge duck. So it would look like the duck that you see, the little ducks for the Special Olympics, quack, quack.
Those ducks.
That go on the river and people and WGN has been involved.
Yes, that's right.
That.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And this would be like a 16-foot high or even higher duck. Uh-huh. And the idea that he has for what I am calling Quackzilla, we'll see if that sticks, is that people will take pictures and post it in social media and Instagram and TikTok and do all that with it. And I think that's a brilliant idea. And those are just some of the ideas.
Well, wait.
All of them.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait. Will somebody be living inside the duck?
Well, you know what they say about birds of a feather. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm kidding. Of course, I'm kidding. By the way, this isn't why Steve wanted to come on tonight. This is me pulling it out of a hat and springing it on him. So there you go. So check out his podcast wherever podcasts are, I'm hoping, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can certainly hear it at WGNradio.com. And in addition to that, yes, wherever your podcasts are heard. By the way, the second podcast is with the stars of MJ, the Michael Jackson.
Oh, cool.
At the Nederlander Theater. And these guys were so much fun. And the thing is, I've got to get you on one of these because what we do at the very beginning, it's a thing for podcasts now, and we're at a restaurant, a great restaurant. So we do is we give everyone who's there the drink of their choice. And then I ask the same questions of everyone at the end of the podcast.
Yes. Am I supposed to wonder what that question is?
Well, if I can get you on at some point.
Oh, okay.
We'll hear them.
Okay, good. I'd be glad to do that at some point.
Oh, and can I say one more thing?
Of course you can.
I think you have to break for a commercial probably, but...
Yeah.
But this is the most important thing.
Okay.
You know, and you've taught me this kind of thing. When you negotiate in radio for these big time contracts. You have to negotiate for. So it's actually in my contract that every time I do one of these, I also get paid in peppermint ice cream.
Well, you're a hard man to bargain with, but we'll do more of it when we come back on 720 WGN.
She's putting her hands now.
Hey, now, wait a minute. 720 WGN. That's the wrong clip. But it is from Best in Show, where we have Steve Dale as our guest, who's going to be talking about maybe a dog show, maybe about saving a dog that was on the street in the heat. But and more on the podcast, by the way, Steve. And I'd like you to stay the rest of the hour. All that good?
All that is great. I'm with John Langer. Good. How can it all not right. be?
Very good. Because eventually I have
by
a
the
question.
Way, Can I say one thing here?
Yeah.
When you and Bob Surratt do your thing,
yes.
that's radio gold.
Thanks.
Love that. And of course, I grew up can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Listening. Yeah. But really, I am so grateful you guys are doing that. And only in this city, only you two could. And I'm thank you for doing that. I hope it continues.
I think it will in some way, some shape. I don't know when, don't know how long, but it'll come around again because it's just too much fun. But thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep. Now, did you want to say something more about your podcast?
Oh, sure. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's a lot more I can say. So first of all, always.
Yes.
The one that we did about MJ was so interesting to me because I really did bring up some trash about Michael Jackson. And I mean, we've all read the stuff, right? And what I'm referring to for people, if they just joined us, is that this podcast that I do called Booth 46, it's from Pederino's Restaurant, I do sometimes or will be doing with Broadway and Chicago performers. And this show happens to be MJ, and I spoke to Brandon Lee Harris, who is one of the Michael Jacksons in the show, and Devin Bowles, who plays Joseph. That's Michael's father. And I asked them some tough questions that they didn't know Michael, but in their research, and I know people, as I'm sure you do, John, as well, that have met Michael and knew him. So I brought up some things, and it is so interesting to kind of go behind the curtain there, and we do that in this podcast. But I tell you, I've done so many things at WGN in, I don't know, the 28 years or so I've been at the radio station. This one I am so excited about because it also brings in Chicago. I am from Chicago. I want to celebrate everything we have to celebrate in Chicago. So WGNradio.com, the one with the stars of MJ, the musical at the Niederlander Theater, just dropped today, and that's WGNradio.com. Look for podcast and look for Booth 46, which is the name of the podcast, or wherever your podcasts are heard.
You see, this is a cool thing there, Steve, is that you've done what needs to be done, because radio's great, but podcasts are where it's at. And my problem with podcasting is, what am I going to talk about? You know what I mean? It's like you have to find some sort of avenue, some particular topic, some particular thing that you can come back to again and again and again, and that people who are interested in that will come back with you and also spread the word about the podcast, and that's what you've done. You've got this thing going on. You've got it going on for better readers. You got this thing about Broadway in Chicago, celebrating things in the loop. I mean, that's cool. That's a good job. Very good job, my man.
Thank you. But our next guest is going to be this guy by the name of Brandon Johnson. And, you know, I've heard of him. I told the mayor, and I said, listen, when I have you back on WGN Radio, we'll talk politics, and you may not like that. But here, I just want to have a good time. And what I want to know is what Brandon Johnson does when he's not being mayor. Like the mayor or not, I just want to personally get to know you. Also, for example, his daughter apparently is interested in theater and is pursuing that. I'd like to know more about that. And the other thing, because I've talked to the mayor before off the air, and whether I think he's a good mayor, not a good mayor, I do know this. He has a sense of humor and he has a sense of fun. So this is going to be, for every guest I have, my job is just to have fun, you know? And that's something you know about, because you've been doing that with guests on the radio for longer than I have, John.
Well, it's the only thing I really know how to do. So don't ask me to do please do not ask me to do anything else. And when I say that, I am not exaggerating. I don't know how to do anything else but this. I mean, zero, total, nothing, nada. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure where I'm going with that. Oh, I know I do.
I know.
We're going to come back, and in the next half hour, Steve, I would like to return to the world of dogs and cats. Okay?
You bet.
And
yeah.
I want to
talk about the Great American Dog Show and how I might have been arrested.
What?
I can explain.
All right.
When we come back.
Nice tease, my man. He's got it going on, that Steve Dale.